a shot and a goal. Huskies. Kelsey Salins gives St. Cloud State its first goal of the night. 1-0.
Whether it's a bigger sheet of ice or another hungry opponent, there really isn't much that stands in the way of this Bemidji State women's hockey team, even when the opposing team scores first. For the second consecutive Friday night, the Beavers' opponents have struck first. Like last week, BSU answered St. Cloud State's opening goal back not just once, but a few more times.
Beavers with a shot right out front of goal! Lots of traffic out in front of the net. And again, as Coach has been saying, it can be a greasy goal. And that sure was a greasy goal for the Beavers. Nice little rebound goal, actually. I believe Hannah Moore was involved. Alexis Joyce with the initial shot. Of course, Christine Grenier was involved there somewhere. And the Beavers have answered back in the...
There wasn't anything that could stand in the way of the line of Kristen Huber, Hannah Moore, and Christine Grenier last night in St. Cloud.
Now Moore drives it toward the net. Another shot! Oh, and a goal! What a play by Kristen Huber! Their line is on fire tonight. I know Hannah Moore and Christine Grenier both had a hand in that one, but Huber lifts that one past Julie Friend. That was a backhanded shot, I believe. Nice job on the near corner, near post. What a play by Huber.
Moore's goal tied up the game in the first period. Huber's goal was the eventual game winner. Grenier tallied 3 assists on the road to place her 2nd in the BSU record books. But the senior captain thought something else was more important than those stats.
It's nice to be in the record books, isn't it?
It's nice to get the W, actually.
The Beavers' defense also aided in the win. Brittany Mowat made 28 saves, while Blue Liners Evena Bilic and Madison Hutchinson tallied the final 2 goals to give the Beavers the 4-1 win.
Centering pass out in front, a shot, a goal! Madison Hutchinson with a baseball swing, or actually a golf swing on that shot. Wow. 4-1 Beavers lead with 7:42 to play here in the third period.
Coach Jim Scanlon also agrees that when this Beaver squad is playing their game, not many can match up with them.
We challenged them. We just said that they don't have anybody that can really match you. And if you go out there and play your games and you get your keep your feet moving, then you're going to create opportunities. And it's credit to them that they were able to finish.
Can the Beavers make history today with another weekend sweep? We'll find out next on the Beaver Radio Network.